Hi, Morena, and welcome to Tamar Munch.
Morena, how are you?
Very good, thanks very much. Now, let's have a look at some of what you have been watching for us. And The Offer is back on TVNZ, or is on TVNZ, yeah?
Yeah, so this has been around for a little while. And it had passed me by. And then I saw a couple of people talking about it, and I was like, oh, I should check this out. And also, I went to see Top Gun a few weeks back, and the lead in The Offer, Miles Teller, kind of steals the show in the Top Gun sequel. So that was another reason that I thought I should have a look at this. This is a series that is chronicling the making of The Godfather, a film which is regarded as one of, if not the greatest American films ever made. And look, it's a show that is quite big, and it's loud, and it's brash 70s Hollywood, really. It's a little bit messy, and it's apparently not a completely accurate retelling of the facts, but it is really fun. So Miles Teller is the lead, and he plays a guy called Al Ruddy, who was a computer programmer, and he ditches his job for a shot in Hollywood. And he has some success pitching. He created Hogan's Heroes, and he pitched it to CBS and got that off the ground. And then, so we sort of see that. We see the start of this, you know, his makings in Hollywood. And he then goes on to win the job of producing Mario Puzo's novel, The Godfather, for Paramount Pictures. And at the time, it was actually a bit of a sort of dud gig, in that they wanted somebody that could produce it for quite a low budget. And the Godfather at the time was a best-selling novel, but there were a bunch of kind of challenges in the way, one of which was the very staunch opposition from the Italian-American community, in particular Frank Sinatra. It was assumed that the Johnny Fontaine character in the book is based on Sinatra. So there's opposition there. So we see these characters in the show. You see, you know, there's Frank Sinatra having a go at him in a restaurant. You know, there's all this kind of stuff going on. It's quite fun. And the other, Joe Colombo, who was, he's played in the series by Giovanni Ribisi. And he's like a very jowly, he's almost doing a Brando kind of take on the mafia mob boss himself, but he's playing this you know, crime family head honcho who begins a crusade to fight the making of The Godfather, and he founds the Italian American Civil Rights League. And there's also a few not so above board attempts to have the film stopped, so they definitely are using their sort of criminal ways. But despite this opposition, Ruddy, he engages Puzo to actually adapt his own work initially. So he's got the author writing the script, and he manages to secure Francis Ford Coppola to direct, who's obviously not the Francis Ford Coppola who subsequently went on to win all the Oscars for, you know, that happened later. And it's basically over 10 episodes. This series charts the ups and downs of the film's development, its production, its release. It's really, I mean, there's an episode where I think probably the first 10 minutes is later in the series, but they're talking about when to release the picture, which is, which sounds ridiculous if you don't work in the film industry, but it's a really serious conversation of like, what date should we release the picture? Pre-Christmas, post-Christmas, audiences won't go then, and it's over 2 hours, so they can only get a certain number of sessions. So there's lots of behind-the-scenes mechanics. If you have any interest in movie making, the magic of movie making, there's a lot of that going on. Really great costumes. It's quite big. Like, the performances are big, but so are the characters. Big Hollywood studio moguls, big mafia, Italian family sort of characters. You've got the actors playing the actors from the film, Al Pacino, Marlon Brando, all those guys, Coppola. It's fun if you are a cinephile, if you loved the movie, and it's, yeah, I found it. I loved it. I had a great time.
All right. Now, Irma Vep is a new HBO miniseries on Neon.
Yes. So, funnily enough, this is another, I've gone for a real theme this week. This is another show that goes behind the scenes of the Hollywood machine. Or the the film production machine, I should say. And in this series, the director, he's a French director, Olivier Assayas, has remade his own 1996 feature film of the same name. So he made a film in 96 called Irma Veeb, and this time he's made it into a 10-part series for television. Both his film and this new show are actually themselves a retelling of a classic French vampire film of the silent film era, 1905 or something, it was released. So this is very kind of film within a, you know, you're in a TV show, which is about the making of a TV show, which is based on a film, which is based on a film. It's like a babushka doll kind of thing going on. Alicia Vikander is the lead, and she's playing a disillusioned actress. When the series opens, we sort of meet her, and she's in a 5-star hotel. She's doing a round of, you know, Hollywood style interviews. She's kind of entertaining a gaggle of journalists who are asking her questions about her latest superhero project. And she's really riding high, but she's kind of she's a bit disillusioned with her career. She's in a bit of a funk. I think you get the impression that she's over the sort of superhero, you know, Marvel-esque film vibe, not that it's a Marvel film. And she's also got this ex-girlfriend who was an ex-assistant that's kind of, she's trying to escape the memories of that. So she defies her agent, her agent's recommendations of taking on another big superhero film, and she jets off to France to star as the lead character, Irma Veeb, so the title character, in this indie remake of the, oh, it's a 1915, according to my notes, 1915 film, French film, classic. So, yeah, it's, as I say, TV show within a TV show, and it does, I guess, unlike The Offer, which is kind of, although The Offer shows the challenges of Hollywood, it does glamorize Hollywood. This is kind of a satire. There's a little bit of quite clever sending up of the film production industry in Irma Veeb, and a bit of skewering the egos of the creative power players in a slightly obscure way. It's not obvious, but it's clever. It's a much more, I think probably if The Offer is kind of bold and brash and loud, it's, and very American, Irma Veeb is more European cinephile, a little bit more understated and, dare I say, cultured. So beyond that, for me, Alicia Vikander is terrific. She's got a real mix of kind of charm and casualness and sensuality, and she dons these incredible costumes as Irma Veeb, which were designed by Louis Vuitton's artistic director. They're amazing, and it's kind of, the show plays out against against the backdrop of a crime thriller, and there's a bit of a sense that I've seen a few episodes, but there's a sense that she's going to get a bit too close to the character that she's playing, and that the lines may start to blur. It's a clever series. It's had quite rave reviews internationally. It's not a sort of as light and easy a watch as The Offer, but it's a good time, and all right, it's really stylish.
Good, yeah. One. Irma Veeb on Neon. Just a couple of minutes left, please, for Good Grief Season 2.
Yes, I thought this one was worth a mention. This is season 2 of local comedy Good Grief, which is launched today. It's a show that was co-created by sisters Grace and Eve Palmer. And they also star in the show as two sisters. So their characters have inherited a funeral home that was this set up last season, and it, along with all its oddball employees. And, you know, we know from 6 Feet Under and The Casketeers that a funeral home is a great location to mine for stories. Like, there's gold there. And there's a great supporting cast, Josh Thompson, Vinnie Bennett, Sophie Hambleton, Miriama Smith, lots of great Kiwi actors in this, lots of great Kiwi talent. I thought it particularly deserves a mention because the first season was produced on a shoestring budget. They got a little bit of development money, I think, from NZ On Air, and it got sold, the rights have been sold to both the US It plays in the US and the UK, and those networks also commissioned the second season. So it's a really great success story of a show that, you know, started as a little local thing and has now gone on to play out in a very Kiwi way. Like, they haven't compromised or watered down any of the New Zealandness of the characters, the accents, but it's going to be also, it's playing now in New Zealand, and it'll be playing to American audiences and British audiences as well, which is pretty cool.
Where can you see it here?
This is on TVNZ Plus. So it's actually, I had a look just before, and it's up there now, streaming on TVNZ Plus. Both series, actually, I should say. So season one, if you didn't catch that, and season two, which is the new one.
Thank you so much to Ma Munch with what she has been viewing.